Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1640. Amber's pupils trembled in fear, and her slender legs under her skirt shook violently. Last time visited him, felt like his eyes were all over you. Jameson grabbed her chin forcefully, lifting it with enough force to crush her jawbone. Can confirm he's taken an interest in you. It seems he isn't as refined as thought. Since he can't obtain the real person, having a fake around for a feast of the eyes and to satisfy his desires might not be a bad choice. Amber's eyes were red-rimmed, with tears glistening as they emitted a plea of helplessness. Mr. Schmidt, please, please don't send me to Mr. Justin. I've been loyal to you for so many years. Please don't send me away. Beg you. What value do you have? Jameson, who had been holding back his anger since his return, unleashed it all on Amber. He pushed her forcefully in the chest. Amber stumbled back two steps, banging into the wall with a dull thud. Her back felt cold and painful. Carl, pack her things. Send her to Moscravia tomorrow. No. Amber knelt at Jameson's feet. Tears streamed down her face as she clasped her hands together. Swear to serve you faithfully. I'll never betray you. I'll do anything you ask. Just please don't make me leave. Her tears and fear were genuine. But even she couldn't discern how much of her words were true. Jameson had been her savior, lifting her out of a life of homelessness and destitution and giving her a home. She couldn't forget him teaching her to ride a horse, play the piano, appreciate wine, Grunslandish manners, and many more. She was able to undergo a complete transformation, all thanks to his hands-on training and guidance. Before returning to Solana City, Jameson was her everything, the light she pursued throughout her life. But now, she finally saw through him. Since the day Jameson had her undergo plastic surgery to resemble Alyssa, she should have realized. He only saw her as a tool to be used and discarded. There were other women to replace her if she were gone. Her salvation was just a coincidence. Was such a person who had brought her back to life only to trample on her body and dignity still worthy of her love and loyalty? Mr. Schmidt, know you're angry, but please, be rational. Calm down. In a panic, Carl pleaded, Ms. Altman is the masterpiece you've cultivated yourself, your most satisfactory work. It's not easy to find another woman with her talent and abilities who'll be this devoted to you. Also, Ms. Altman has left a favorable impression on Axel. He was willing tabs alone I'll whittle her. We've spnee a long way to get here. We're almost there. At this, Jameson's cold gaze softened slightly. When Axel returns home, let Ms. Altman find another chance to get close to him. T.S. his gur lose to him. When Eld Fisgard duin seagledly and falls for our trap, there will be plenty of opportunities to get rid of him. Amber's heartache intensified. Tears mixed with blood rolled down her cheeks. Trembling, she opened her palm and saw a reflection of Axel's wicked grin in the teardrops in her hand. Narrowing his eyes, Jameson seemed to take in Carl's words. He ignored the woman kneeling on the ground and strode away. Carl sighed as he watched Jameson's retreating figure. He then reached out to help Amber up. No need. Can stand up on my own. Amber wiped away her tears fiercely, struggling to stand up. Ms. Altman, Mr. Schmidt is in a bad mood these days. I knock. T to Appianerb tof him. Avoid him if you can, Carl said helplessly. Chapter 1641. D did something happen? Amber wasn't concerned for Jameson. She just needed to have everything under control to protect herself. Sigh. Mr. Schmidt went to see Mr. Justin and found out that Mr. Justin sent the drug that Mr. Schmidt failed to deliver to the tailors. All these while, Mr. Justin had never interfered with Mr. Schmidt and Ms. Alyssa's business. Now, at this juncture, he decided to show up as the good guy. Wouldn't this paint Mr. Schmidt, the one who used the drug to threaten Mr. Winston, as a petty man? Ms. Alyssa would hate and despise him even more. Mr. Justin is throwing Mr. Schmidt under the bus to make himself look good. Mr. Schmidt had every right to be outraged. Comparisons are odious. Jameson had a well-thought-out plan, but Justin's interference had painted him like a fool. Mr. Justin is not doing this for Mr. Jasper but for Ms. Alyssa. Carl sighed. Mr. Schmidt had suspected Mr. Justin had feelings for Ms. Alyssa multiple times. From the looks of things, he is ready to cause trouble. How could he not panic? Amber smiled sadly. Now, she realized he was eager to send her to Justin like a token to stop Justin from having any ideas toward Alyssa. Suddenly, she respected and admired Alyssa deeply. Alyssa was an intelligent lady born of riches. She was childhood friends with Jameson. Previously, when Jameson pursued her, she didn't even fall for him. Instead, she exposed his true colors. Amber wanted to be like Alyssa, a woman with a clear consciousness and mental strength. If only she could be like her. When Carl returned to Jameson, the man had almost dismantled his entire luxurious room. Jameson exhausted his energy. He was panting as he slumped on the red velvet couch. He tugged his tie aggressively. Why isn't there any news from the people we sent to spy on the tailors? Such a useless bunch. Aren't they just asking for it? Mr. Schmidt, please calm down. Our men are working around the clock and monitoring the tailors closely. If we dig deep enough, we will find something valuable in no time. Carl's phone rang as he finished. He took his phone and looked at his WhatsApp. Instantly, Carl's eyes widened like his world had been shaken. He ran to Jameson and handed the phone to him. His hands were shaking terribly. M.M.R. Schmidt, your chance to get back at them is here. Look. Jameson frowned in annoyance and lazily glanced at the phone. The next second, he abruptly jumped up from his seat. He swayed the phone and stared at it, tense. He kept Zorro into the picture on the screen to confirm the identity of the two individuals kissing. This can't be wrong, Mr. Schmidt. Carl's eyes widened. If we publicized this groundbreaking HNO Mio, it would cause a huge sensation. By the early cult have successfully avenged yourself for all the pain you went through. A malicious and excited glint slowly grew in Jameson's eyes. He suddenly laughed so manically that he was crying. After a long while, he handed the phone back to Carl. He leisurely sat on the couch again and poured himself a glass of red wine to celebrate. What's the rush? Even if we want to handle this, we shouldn't get our hands dirty. Carl didn't understand what he meant. What are you saying? Jameson smirked devilishly, cooking up a scheme in his mind. Recently, we have a Fr. Ustbateradazden who needs Tohersi to turn things around more than we do. Why don't we give this to him? Chapter 1642. Justin kept to his word. Jasper received the drugs after 1 week. Jasper, who was hosting an important meeting in the Beckett group, was on edge. When the meeting ended, he sprung up from his seat and darted out the doors like lightning. The management was left at their seats, exchanging glances. What is wrong with Mr. Beckett? Ha ha. Think he had to relieve himself. The meeting was so long. Wouldn't have held it in if were him. His kidneys are such champions. Not to mention his bladder too. Today, the KS group had an important board meeting that required Winston to attend. However, Jameson's drugs ran out, and Julian was taken away by the Lovelace family. So, Winston grew more helpless. The effects of the drugs had worn off. He started feeling his body weakening. He couldn't stop yawning. His nose was runny, his head was spinning, and his vision was blurry. He didn't even manage to eat dinner last night because he had fallen into a deep slumber. He considered his physical condition and was afraid he couldn't get up in the morning. So, he pushed this meeting to the afternoon. Even so, the consecutive alarms were useless. Winston only forced himself to wake up after Neil, Alyssa, and the rest tried to call for him. Mr. Winston. Dad. Winston. Winston opened his eyes with difficulty and saw Alyssa, Mandy, and Neil looking at him by his bedside. W. What time is it now? Alyssa's heart wrenched when she heard her father's frail voice. She held his icy hand firmly. It's almost noon. Winston, you haven't eaten breakfast, so you shouldn't skip lunch either. Your body will not be able to take it. Mandy looked at Winston's gaunt face painfully. When Winston got up, his head was suddenly spinning. He collapsed to the ground. Winston. Sweat filled Alyssa's head. She quickly held his father's wrist, looking for a pulse. She could sense her father's restlessness. However, she wasn't Julian nor a neurologist. She was skilled medically, but she specialized in surgical procedures. At this point, her hands were tied. Dad, you must go to the hospital now. Alyssa frowned. Her voice was hoarse from the panic. I'm not going, Winston declined firmly. Then, cancel your board meeting. No. Winston pulled his hand away suddenly. He gritted his teeth, unwilling to resign. Would crawl to that meeting if have to. Winston, listen to me. Alyssa couldn't take it anymore. She reprimanded him like a mother would to her son, sitting up is laborious enough for you. Why are you still forcing yourself? Is it that important to show up at that crappy meeting? Is it more important than your health? Is it more important than your life? That aggressive reprimand shocked Mandy and Neil. Alyssa was the only one in the whole of Bellbanks who dared to address Winston this way. You brat? What do you know? Winston gathered his strength, but he broke into a sweat as he struggled. The KS group was in utter chaos when was hospitalized the last time. The rumors were hard to take in. If get hospitalized again, the KS group wouldn't only be affected internally. All our competitors in the market would take this opportunity to snatch the resources that belong to us, tailors. It might cause more trouble than we can handle. So, what? Let them take the resources if they want them. You can never make enough money. Alyssa firmly grabbed his shoulder with her shaky hands. She looked at him with a burning gaze. Ma at Pice Taker Kate 6 your health and recuperate. Enjoy your golden years. This is more important than anything else. KS Group won't fall. As long as I'm here, no one will ever have the chance to snatch even a strand of hair from us. They can dream on. You silly girl. Do you think you are that capable? Winston was nagging, but his eyes were reddened. Will NIRET stays early. If you're asking me to stay at home and be useless, would rather kick the bucket. He wasn't obsessed with power. He wanted to work a few more years to lessen the burden on his children, so they were free to do whatever they wanted. If he collapsed one day, every one of his children would need to PID heavy our pansabilityoth KS Group, Espti Ali his eldest son, Jonah, and the successor he had in mind, Alyssa. Then, they would never get back the carefree life they have now. Alyssa was outraged. Everyone said that it was a delight to have an elderly at home. However, Alyssa didn't think so. It would be outrageous if she said it to Winston, too. Mandy had a heavy and doubtful look on her face. She had a hunch that Jameson's drugs were the cause of the changes in Winston's body. However, Julian tested the drugs and confirmed that the drugs weren't poison. So, were Winston's cold, headache, and lethargy side effects of the drug? At this moment, there was a knock at the door.